Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. Hi, Richard. How are you today?
Hi, Sven. I'm fine. And you?
Everything's great. I'm always fine when I'm talking to you because I can always learn something new, not only in English, but also about life and business.
That's great.
Today, let's talk about car rentals. In the last episode, last week, we spoke about conversation and dialogues at the airport. Now that we have arrived at the airport, at our destination, we would like to pick up our car. So we head to the car rental. What do we need before we go there?
So, in our assumption, we have traveled to another country, a foreign nation, a foreign country. So, first of all, before you start your vacation or your business trip, you should have alliances for that country in order. So, in Germany, they have agreement with different countries where you can go and pick up your driver's license for different countries. I think they have 42 on that agreement. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. So that allows you to drive in these countries. So you should always have the documentations in order, your documents in order for in order to drive in that country. And then if you want to rent the car, you should, oftentimes there are rental car services at the airport already. They are quite expensive than the others that are out of town or out of the airport. And then you go there, you should have the currency if you're not in the Eurozone, the correct currency, and then you are good to go to rent your car.
Well, most car rental stations, do you call them car rental stations?
Pickup locations, I guess, something like that, or
they normally ask for your credit card. So if you don't have a credit card, you can hardly rent a car. And also, you need a deposit mostly, which is also put on your credit card. So if you, for example, if you don't have a credit card because you are not, you're a cash man, or you are not, I don't know, things happen that you don't have a credit card, then it might become difficult to rent a car. Even if you've got somebody else's credit card and this person is not there, it might become difficult to have a contract with a company. Even if you booked in advance online, for example.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. There you can see my age. The last time I was in the process of renting a car, or were able to see the process of renting a car, where they used hard currency at that time.
Oh, so I think very nowadays, old, Richard. Yeah. You are very old.
Nowadays, only or mostly use credit cards. Yes.
So if you have a lot of money and you don't use credit cards, you have to buy a car. That's the other option then. Or just come back to public transportation. That's also, depending on where you are, you can have a taxi driver for 4 weeks.
And now you can see how young I am, Sven. You can use platforms as Uber, Lyft, or there are several car rental platforms that you can use to rent or hire a car.
That's right. Okay. Now, let's imagine we got the car. Mm-hmm. Then we have to make sure that everything is okay with the car. If the car is fully insured, we can more or less just take the car as it comes. But of course, we have to make sure that all the security devices work, so that we have, for example, in some countries, you need those emergency vests that you have in the car two of them in Austria, for example. Well, people who want to speak English are not traveling to Austria, but in other countries, you might need this emergency triangle and your first aid kit. But also, you should make sure that there are no damages at the car, because if you return the car and you're not completely or fully insured, then you have to pay for damages you might not have caused by yourself.
That's true.
Now, when you take the car, you have to make sure that it's either fueled completely or that you know how much fuel you have to put in before you return it. Or you also have another I don't care about anything package where you can just return the car the way it is, even in parts. Okay. And then driving on the left side in some countries might be a very interesting challenge.
That's true.
Have you ever driven a car on the left side?
I have to be honest. No, I don't feel as comfortable driving on the left side as driving on the right side. So I kind of avoid it because I can put myself in certain situations where I have to take a decision on a split second and where I can tell myself that I know myself well enough to say I could not make that decision in a split second. So just stick to what you know. And that's driving on the right hand side. And so,
okay.
No, I have to shorten the answer. No, I have not.
It takes about one day to get used to it, from my experience. But I mean, within this day, you are extremely tensed.
Yes.
Because your brain just has to switch. And as you say, you're not reacting, let's say, in a reflex. You have to think about your activity, your action.
Yes.
So, and for this reason,
it's not as smooth. Normally, when you're driving, everything is more or less something you know, automative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right. In that sense, where when you start to think about something that you normally do without thinking about it, you kind of hesitate to do it. Right.
Yes, and you feel like driving the first week after having your driving license.
And now imagine you're on vacation and you're putting yourself in this stressful situation.
Yeah, so we come back to renting a taxi driver for 4 weeks.
Yes,
but in fact, I recommend to take an automatic car. Yeah, I mean, you have this gear drive still in a lot of countries, but automatic drive makes it much easier because then you just have to focus on the steering wheel, because the indicator in German blinker and light, etc., they are at the same side.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the windscreen wiper on one side and the indicator on the other side, and also light, etc. And yeah, so using automatic cars is much easier. And I'm not sure how much happiness will occur if you have an electric car, like a Tesla, for example. I'm not sure how the infrastructure in England, in the UK, or in the United States, or Australia, New Zealand, Canada, etc., or in Africa is, if you have a car like this. So let's imagine you take your own car, which is a car with a steering wheel on the left, and you are driving, let's say, to the UK, then it might be difficult if you have got a Tesla. I'm not aware of that. Do you have any information about this?
How the infrastructure. As always, the northern countries, so Sweden and Norway, are the best concerning the infrastructure of
e-drive
charging stations for electric cars, electric vehicles. I think, I don't know if Germany is in third or fourth place, but the UK is not far behind that, because they had a law that was making it easier to buy electric vehicles for consumers. So on the other hand, the state then obviously kind of build up the infrastructure for the charging stations, but it's not as well as let's say Sweden or Norway, but it's quite good. And you also have to think about the range angst, or the fear that that the range is not sufficient, that you have not sufficiently charged your electric vehicle, is not happens often with the driver. But if you go into the evidence, drivers do not tend to drive that long distances. So when is the last time you drove, I don't know, 100 kilometers?
Well,
one trip.
With an electric car?
No, with your normal car.
With my normal car?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Well, okay, then you are not. that was not helpful.
my car is my office. You know, okay. I enjoy my spare time. I take my car. I've got a very nice car with all the comfort that I like, and a lot of space for my activities. So, I enjoy driving somewhere and spending time in a nice place. Yeah, I mean, we are recording this in lockdown times, but still,
awesome,
of course, I'm not imprisoned, and the forest is still the safest place to be. So, yeah, okay. But normally, if I'm on a vacation and I need a car there, I have to be flexible. I want to drive around, and also if I have business meetings, for example, it's not uncommon to have 100 kilometers or so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So once we have arrived where we want to be, then we have to ask for several directions. Maybe ask for restaurants, supermarkets, bookstores, pharmacies, etc., museums, operas. So let's talk about this next time.
Okay.
For today, I want to thank you for chatting with us, for having this conversation with me. And yeah, talk next week then, Richard. Have
thank
a great
you,
week.
Thank you, son. Have a nice week too.
Ja, und wenn du dein Englisch verbessern möchtest und vielleicht auch mit Richard persönlich mal online gecoacht werden möchtest oder 3 Tage hier zu uns nach Mainz kommen willst, zu mir nach Mainz oder auch mit Richard hier mal bei uns in der Region was machen möchtest, dann melde dich einfach unter info@speedlearning.academy. Wir sind bereit, wenn du es bist. Ansonsten weiterhin eine gute Zeit. Bleib unserem Podcast treu, empfehle ihn weiter, teile ihn gerne mit Freunden, Arbeitskollegen und Bekannten und gib uns gerne im Feedback auch deine Ideen für mögliche Gesprächsthemen hier. Bis dann. What about the fuel? What kinds of fuel do there exist in other countries?
So Shit. We have. Da fragst du mich ja heute Sachen über das Auto.
Und also Benzin und Super heißt ja nicht Benzin und Super.
Achso, Petrol, ja, Petrol Station oder Gas Station, ja.
Ja, genau, Diesel ist Diesel.
Mhm.
Und dann?
Petrol or Gas Station, it depends where you are, but most people use Petrol Station.
Genau, und dann hast du irgendwie 98 oder 95.
Ja, da bin ich wieder raus. 98 und 95, was ist das denn?
Das ist die Oktanzahl.
Ah, da kann ich jetzt was lernen. Was ist eine Oktanzahl?
Das hat irgendwas mit dem Mischungsverhältnis zu tun, das der Motor braucht. Du hast ja diese Sportwagen zum Beispiel, die brauchen Super. Und die Mittelklassewagen, die begnügen sich auch manchmal mit Benzin.
Ah ja, okay, das habe ich da. Das wusste ich tatsächlich nicht.
Okay, also wir haben auf der einen Seite Diesel.
Mhm.
Und auf der anderen Seite
Petrol.
Okay, wir überspringen das Thema einfach.
Mhm.
Ja?
Okay. Oktanzahl hätte ich jetzt auch nicht auf Englisch gewusst.
Eigenartig, oder? Wirklich wichtigen Sachen. Okay, gut. Ja. Good. Yeah.